Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, David Ashinsky, and you're listening to Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The 13 Biggest Differences Between Rich and Poor People. You can never become rich unless you like rich people, said Douglas Copeland. Ah, yes, the great divide between the rich and the poor. How are they so different from each other? I've got a long, rich versus poor explanation here, but you need to listen to the very end, and I promise you it will be worth it. Otherwise, here's a captivating infographic that gives you the great summary of what I'm going to be talking about. Now, you can be victim or you can be rich, but you can't be both. Here are 13 reasons why. Rich people play the money game to win. Poor people play the money game to not lose. The goal of truly rich people is to have massive wealth. And for many of them, it's to help a lot of people. One of the principles we teach in our programs is that if you shoot for the stars, you'll at least hit the moon. Poor people don't even shoot for the ceiling in their house. And then they wonder why they're not successful. Rich people are committed to being rich. Poor people want to be rich. The number one reason that most people don't get what they want is that they don't know what they want. Rich people are totally clear that they want wealth. They're unwavering in their desire. They're fully committed to creating wealth as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical. They will do whatever it takes to have wealth. Rich people do not send mixed messages to the universe. Poor people do. The third level of wanting is I commit to being rich. The definition of the word commit is to devote oneself unreservedly. This means holding absolutely nothing back, giving 100% of everything that you've got to achieving wealth. It means being willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. This is the warrior's way. No excuses, no ifs, no buts, no maybes, and failure isn't an option. The warrior's way is simple. I will be rich or I will die trying. In my experience, getting rich takes focus, courage, knowledge, expertise, 100% of your effort, and never give up attitude, and of course, a rich mindset. Are you willing to work 16 hours a day? Rich people are. Are you willing to work 7 days a week and sometimes most of your weekends? Rich people are. Are you willing to sacrifice for at least a period of time, seeing your family, your friends, and give up your recreational hobbies? Rich people are. Are you willing to risk all your time, energy, and startup capital with no guarantee of returns? Rich people are. It's simple. You will be paid in direct proportion to the value that you created in the marketplace. How do you want to live your life? What do you want to play the game Do you want to play in a big in the big leagues or in the little leagues, in the majors or in the minors? Are you going to play big or play small? Are you going to live a level 10 life? It's your choice. Your life is not just about you. It's about contributing to others. It's about living true to your mission and reason for being here on the earth at this time. It's about adding your piece of the puzzle to the world. Most people stuck in the egos that everything revolves around them. But if you want to be rich in the truest sense of the word, it can't only be about you. It has to include adding value to other people's lives. Part of your mission in life then must be to share your gift with as many people as possible. That means being willing to play big. The byproduct is that the more people that you help, the richer you become mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely financially. Rich people see opportunities and focus on rewards. Poor people see obstacles and focus on the risk. Poor people see potential loss and are driven by their fear-based voice. Rich people see potential growth, take responsibility for the results in their lives, and act upon the mindset that it will work because I'll make it work. Rich people are committed to enough to do whatever it takes. It comes down to this: if not you, then who? Rich people focus on what they want, while poor people focus on what they don't want. Did you know that there's no straight line in the universe? Life doesn't travel in perfectly straight lines. It moves more like a winding river. More often than not, you can only see to the next bend, and only when you reach the next turn, you will see more. Action always speaks inaction. I have found that the richest people I know are also the nicest. Bless that which you want. If you see a person with a beautiful home, bless that person or bless that home. You see a person with a beautiful car, bless that person and bless that car. If you see a person with a loving family, bless that person and bless that family. If you see a person with a beautiful body, bless that person and bless that body. Everything happens for a reason, and that reason is there to assist me. From now on, I want you to practice reframing other people's negativity as a reminder on how not to be. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning that we give it. Energy is contagious. Either you affect people or you infect people. I believe that the negative thinking is like having measles of the mind. Instead of itching, you get bitching. Instead of scratching, you get bashing. Instead of irritation, you get frustration. Now, do you really want to be close to people like that? And let me break away from this for a minute and tell you a little story, that in my case, success did not come easy. I always had goals. I always knew what I wanted to do. But being someone with a disability at a time when society did not accept or acknowledge that people with disabilities existed, then I had to figure out a way to make my own. I did not have the same opportunities in the workplace than everyone else, and had a family that was non-supportive. But I always knew what it is that I really loved doing. And one of the things I really loved doing was helping other people live the best quality of life possible. And the only way I knew how to do that was to go out and prove that I could be successful on my own. And even if that meant, that at times I was homeless, and this was simply because being someone with a disability, not having the opportunity to get the best paying job, not paying into Social Security, that in essence, I've always been at the low end, always looking out. But at the same time, I had goals in life. What made the difference was about 20 years ago, when the internet started really taking off, and as we moved into the 21st century and business started moving more online, then it made it more of an equal playing field. But I had goals, and I kept working towards my goals. And one of the things that I was good at was being a speaker and a trainer. And I found platforms where I could make courses or video courses and put it on those platforms. And even though what I did didn't quite fit what they offered, that some of mine did fit. And through that, I've gotten like 5 different other platforms contacting me to create e-learning courses with videos. And what's happened is it's really turned things around, because now I'm able to do what I really enjoy doing and make a good income with it. But it took trial and error, and it took me being out on the streets at times because I didn't have the income to be able to keep the roof over my head and at the same time be able to do what I needed to do to run my business. So if you keep working towards your goals and you really have a good attitude, there's no reason why you can't be financially secure. But what is being financially secure to one person as opposed to being financially secure to someone else are 2 different perspectives. And you still have a society that does not truly accept people with disabilities as equals in the workplace. The neat thing is that because we do more work today remotely, then you have more people with disabilities that are being able to compete in the workplace and to get out of being in poverty. And often it's not that they don't have the goals, it's that they don't have the opportunities. So, and one of the things that when you think about rich people, well, for many of them, they just want to keep the poor poor. They want to keep the middle class. They don't want to open their doors. So they tend to do things in a way that benefit them but are detrimental to someone else. So you just have to remember what means rich to one person means poor to another. Rich people are almost always excellent promoters. They're willing to promote their products, their services, and their ideas with passion and enthusiasm. Resenting promotion is one of the greatest obstacles to success. People who have issues with selling and promotion are usually broke. People or poor people will do almost anything to avoid problems. Poor people see a challenge and they run. The secret to success, in my friends, is not to try to avoid or to get rid of or shrink from your problems. The secret is to grow yourself so that you're bigger than your problems. If you have big problem in your life, all that means is that you're being a small person. If you want to make a permanent change, stop focusing on the size of your problems and start focusing on the size of you. Rich and successful people are solution-oriented. Rich people spend their time and energy strategizing and planning their answers to challenges that come up and creating systems to make certain that problems don't occur again. Think of yourself as a container for wealth. If your container is small and your money is big, what's going to happen? You will lose. Your container will overflow, and the excess money will spill out all over the place. You simply cannot have more money than the container. Therefore, you must grow to be a big container so that you not only hold more wealth, but that you also attract more wealth. Rich people do not back away from problems, do not avoid problems, and do not complain about problems. Rich people are financial warriors. The bottom line is that if you become a master at handling problems and overcoming obstacles, what can stop you from success? The answer is nothing. And if nothing can stop you, you become unstoppable. The 100-foot oak tree has the mind of a human. It would only grow to be 10 feet tall. Rich people work hard and believe that it's perfectly appropriate to be well rewarded for their efforts and their value. They provide for others. Poor people work hard, but due to their feelings for unworthiness, they believe that it is inappropriate for them to be well rewarded for their efforts and their value that they provide. Let's just back up and talk about this for a minute. One thing that makes people rich when others stay poor is that people that are rich believe that their time is valuable and they're willing to charge for it. And then at the same time, if you don't think that what you have to offer has any value, then you're going to think of yourself as being worth only what you're paid. When you work for a company for $10 an hour and you accept that, then you're telling yourself you're only worth $10 an hour and you're literally going to stay poor. But if you truly believe that you're worth far more than that, then you will put the effort out and understand that being willing to interact with people, to change your behavior, to become what you believe, well, that's where you're going to be. That's where you're going to see yourself. That's how you are going to accept your life and your goals and what you're capable of achieving. And remember this, it's a mindset. If you believe in yourself, if you believe you're as great or as good as you think you are, and you are willing to give something in return, you know, many people, when they go to church and they give tithes, what does the preacher say? That whatever you give is going to come back to you tenfold. And so many people always believe in giving a nice, tidy sum of money to the church. Well, think of that in business. If you're willing to go out of your way to give back, you see a lot of entertainers that they understand that they would not be where they are or have the income they have if it wasn't for their fans. So many of them are willing to give back and to help others. and to do things. If and then too, you have your rich people who are so selfish and so self-centered because they really didn't earn it on their own. What they did was they inherited it, and it has no real value to them other than what it can get for them without them having to do anything. So there has to be a balance. And understanding that balance and accepting it is how you are going to change. Get really rich and then help the people who didn't have the opportunity you did. If you have the wherewithal to have a lot of money, have it. How do you do anything? It's how you do everything. There's nothing wrong with getting a steady paycheck unless it interferes with your ability to earn what you're worth. There's the rub. It is usually, and it usually does. Living based on security is living based on fear. Rich people believe in themselves. They believe in their value and in their ability to deliver. Poor people don't. That's why they need guarantees. The only way to earn what you're really worth is to get paid based on your results. Do you want a successful career or a close relationship with your family? Both. Do you want a focus on business or have fun and play? Both. Do you want money or meaning in your life? Both. Do you want to earn a fortune or do the work you love? Both. Poor people always choose one or the other. Rich people choose both. Let's see the record straight, or set the record straight. Money is important. To say that it's not as important as any other things in life is ludicrous. What's more important, your arm or your leg? Could it be both are important? Money brings freedom. Freedom to buy what you want and freedom to do what you want with your time. Money allows you to enjoy the finer things in life as well as giving you the opportunity to help others, have the necessities in life. Most of all, having money allows you to not have to spend your energy walking or worrying about not having money. Poor people either mismanage their money or they avoid the subject of money altogether. I don't know about you, but where I went to school, Money Management 101 wasn't offered. Instead, we learned about the War of 1812, which of course is something that I use every single day. The single biggest difference between financial success and financial failure is how well we manage your money. To master money, you must manage money. Saying, I'll start managing my money as soon as I get caught up, is like an overweight person saying, I'll start exercising and dieting as soon as I lose 20 pounds. You must acquire the habits and skills of managing a small amount of money before you have a large amount. Money is a big part of your life. And when you learn how to get your finances under control, all areas of your life will soar. It comes down to this. Either you control money or it controls you. To control money, you must manage it. Rich people have their money work hard for them while poor people work hard for their money. Rich people see every dollar as a seed that can be planted to earn 100 more dollars, which can then be replanted to earn 1,000 more dollars. Eventually, rich people get the choice to work or not. poor people don't invest their money and are stuck working for the rest of their lives. Rich people are willing to act in spite of fear. Poor people let fear stop them. It's imperative to realize that it's not necessary to try to get rid of fear in order to succeed. Rich and successful people have fear. Rich and successful people have doubts. Rich and successful people have worries. They just don't let these feelings stop them. Unsuccessful people doubt and worries, then let these feelings stop them. That's when you are afraid to go beyond your comfort zone and do the things that can help you reach your goals. And that's the mindset that you have to overcome. We need to practice acting in spite of fear, in spite of doubt, in spite of worry, in spite of uncertainty, in spite of inconvenience, in spite of discomfort, and even to practice acting when we're not in the mood to act. If you're willing to do only what's easy, life will be hard. But if you're willing to do what's hard, life will be easy. Either way, you're a person who will be stopped, or you are a person who won't be stopped. You choose. Now it's your choice. Who would you rather be? You want to be rich? Do what rich people do. If you don't, do what broke people do. Simple, but where to begin? It all starts with what is inside of you, more specifically, your mind. Your thoughts lead to your feelings. That leads to your actions, and that leads to your results. Either you control your mind or it controls you. And that's the biggest thing that I think people forget, is how you control your, how you live, how you think. If you believe you can be successful, then you're willing to put the time out. If you don't, if you accept that you're only worth what you're being paid, then you will stay there and you will not get beyond your comfort zone. So just remember, what is that mindset that you have, and how are you going to be willing to change that mindset and to understand that you can be as rich as you want to be? And it doesn't have to be in dollars and cents. It can be in the comfort of the lifestyle that you live, that you choose to live, that you believe that you can achieve no matter what role you're playing. And what we're seeing today with the pandemic is people are beginning to have to change how they look at a job, because there are certain skills that will always need to be done physically in a location, but many things can be done online to create multiple streams of income and create that financial security. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number1personalcareercoach.com. And we work with business owners to help you to build your online presence.